Joseph Church Let's Talk. It's Christmas Eve, and so I'm sure you are very busy, got lots of things that are going on your calendar and your schedule today. So we do count it a privilege to spend some time with you. If you have your Bible, I'm going to be in Philippians chapter 2, working through a passage of scripture this morning that is really kind of a blessing to us and gives us also a heart to pause and consider where we are, what we've got going on. What is the real priority of our life as we enter into this Christmas season, as we finish this 2021, and as we move towards to move forward towards 2022? You read these words in Philippians chapter 2, picking up verse 14, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and a twisted generation. Among you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ, I will be proud of you." So as you think about this ending of the year, how well have you and I done holding fast the word of life in a crooked and twisted generation? That's what Paul's encouraging this church at Philippi to do, reminding you that Paul's writing from prison. And so he's encouraging this group of believers to hold fast the word of life, the word of God, truth of the scriptures, the gospel. You read on there, it says, "I may be poured out and did not run in vain or labor in vain, even if I am being poured out like a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering you of the faith. I am glad and rejoice with you. Likewise, you should be glad and rejoice with me." Been spending some time thinking about being poured out like a drink offering. And you know, as I've already said, that Paul is in prison and he's writing from prison. And so for Paul to be poured out like a drink offering meant that he was going to have to stay in prison. It also means that guards are going to be changed and transition on a schedule. Don't know what that schedule would have been like. But that meant Paul was going to have a fresh opportunity as a guard would come sit next to him to pour out the gospel. And that is really an interesting concept to me, because the gospel has taken hold of Paul in such a way that no matter what his circumstance is, he's still going to continue to talk about Jesus. And I can't even imagine what the prison was like, the conditions of the prison, what opportunities there would have been for Paul to be discouraged. But as he continues using these words, poured out like a drink offering, he's willing to say, "Okay, Lord, if this is where you want me to be, I'm willing to be here. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to walk with you in this. I'm going to allow you to work in my life. I'm going to share the gospel with those who come around me." And so he's holding fast that word of light, a word of life, just as a living example for you and I to consider today. And then if you kind of keep on going, "I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, so that I too may be cheered by the news. For I have no one like him who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare, for they do not seek, for those others all seek the interests of their own, not those of Jesus." So as Paul describes Timothy, he has no one like him. What makes Timothy different? His relationship with Jesus, his relationship with the gospel. He's not seeking his own interest. And so powerful words. He's proven around the gospel. And it's just a neat way to phrase the life and legacy of Timothy. And so it's an opportunity for us to pause and say, "Okay, Lord, what will we be remembered for? Do we have interest in other people, or are we only concerned about ourselves and not the people that are around us? Has the gospel really taken hold of our lives?" And so that we are willing to be poured out, whatever that's going to look like as we finish the 2021 and even move forward to 2022. Are we willing to step back and say, "Okay, Lord, not my will, but yours be done"? As the generation becomes more and more crooked, more and more twisted, more and more confused, will we be the individuals that pause and ask God for strength and stand and hold forth the gospel in a broken and a messy world, so that it really can be a light to rescue people, encourage people, draw people to truth, draw people out of their struggles and move towards hope and encouragement? And so here you are today as you finish up 2022. The next time that we'll get a chance to talk will be finish up 2021. The next time we'll talk will be 2022. My prayer for you will be that in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation, the light would shine bright out of your life. When there's opportunities for you to be poured out like a drink offering, like Paul was in prison, that you would say, "Okay, Lord, not my will, but yours be done." And when it comes to the end of our lives, people will say about us that the gospel is a priority and a passion of who we are, the way Paul refers to Timothy. God bless you. Merry Christmas and have a great day. Can we close in prayer? Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to be around your word this morning. I thank you for each individual that's going to pick up this podcast. May you impact their lives. May they consider the things, the generation that is around them. May they have the courage to hold fast the gospel in a broken world. And then God, as we have opportunities to be poured out, that we would surrender to you, run to you, ask you for help. Say, Lord, we don't want our own interests. We want to be aware of what's going on with the people around us. We will need your help in that, Jesus. And so as we finish this year and we get the opportunity to start the new year, may the gospel be the priority of our lives the way we see that in Timothy. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you.